Take a deep breath in, hold it at the top, and release. And as you release, just let your shoulders drop. Relax, become more comfortable. And do the same again. Deep breath in, hold it at the top, and relax and release. Now I want you to imagine that you're standing in the center of a pyramid. You can see the walls around you. It's a small pyramid. It's nothing grand. In the center underneath the point of the pyramid is an altar. A golden altar. As you approach it, you will see on there a set of scales. Very simple set of scales. They too are made of gold. And perhaps there's some jewels decorating it. But it's not over complicated. Nothing too grand. As you stand and wonder why you're there, just pause for a moment. Think about a decision you have to weigh up. Consider the outcome, the consequences of your action for a moment. Think about whether you want to proceed or maybe it's time to stop and reconsider. Think about what would bring balance into your life right now. Think about what's out of balance, perhaps, and how you can restore it. Joining you comes an old man, a wise old man. He brings with him a young woman. Both are clad in rich clothing. Both with eyes as dark as the night. And smiles as white as the light. They will approach you and ask you to look at the table again. And on the table will be a lot of charms. Little golden charms, little jeweled charms. Everything from bicycles to houses to little charms of keys. Magical symbols, astrological symbols, all sorts of charms. And they'll ask you to choose one. Choose one you see is relevant for you. Relevant for what's going on for you right now. And give it to the young woman. She'll take it and she'll insert it on the top of that set of scales. There'll be a place for it. This is the question you have, whatever it's about, the charm is the question you have. And then she will ask you to place on the side she's standing what your heart feels about this. How do you feel? You add colors, you add shapes, you allow your symbols to pile onto that side of the scales. And however you do that, a book, written words, and of course the scales will drop to that side. Now the old man will ask you to place on the other side your thoughts on this subject. Again, whatever you think comes in colours, shapes, charms, whatever you want to use, symbols. And then watch. Watch as the scales change their balance. They will show you if you're overthinking, overfeeling. Just watch the scales as they start to calibrate, they start to find their tipping point, their balancing point, or in this case, perhaps not so balanced. And whichever side is heavier, you may need to take something away. Of course, you could say that whichever side is lighter, you need to add more to. You decide which side you add to, which side you take away from. Thoughts or feelings, heart or head. And as you take charms, colours, words, items away, ask what they represent in your life right now that need to change or need to be added perhaps. You choose which way you balance your own scales. Now the scales are balanced. It's time to make some final decisions, perhaps. It's time to look at the symbolic evidence of a way forward for you. The old man, the young woman will step back, move away. They can't help you. And again, you find yourself alone, but clearer. As you look at the scales, you can now see where the balance lies. You can now see which side needs more or less, and what happens when you work that out. Now look at the altar again, you'll see another charm drawing its attention towards you. This is the charm of outcome. What will happen when you make these decisions and choices? If you decide that's the outcome you want, pick up the charm. As you pick it up, it will dissolve in your hand. Which hand did you use to pick up that charm? The left hand is heart, the right hand is head. Now step back from the altar, and as you do, the scales will disappear. Take a look around you in this sacred space. You'll see maybe a bit more of it now. A space you can always use to come to these decisions for help. And as you look at this space, it very slowly begins to dissolve. And you can bring yourself back to your normal surroundings, ready to take some notes, something to eat, something to drink, and some planning to do.